Please welcome to the Yoshi stage, Happy Apple.
Thank you.
Thank you. We really appreciate you coming down. It's so nice to be playing here. That's the great Eric Fratzke on electric bass. Michael Lewis on saxophone. I'm David King. We're called Happy Apple. Thank you so much. Tension in this tune that we're about to play is really based on the idea that, you know, drafting as a science and as an art was very, it took a lot of skill before computers, and it still takes some skill, but we decided to kind of like write a piece based on the tension between the old school drafters and then the new, like, computer-aided drafters. because the aiding of computers, you know, when computers aid in drafting, then, you know, it's a lot easier to draft, I guess. You don't necessarily have to be, let's say, as your penmanship, let's say you're left-handed like you and I. I think left-handed drafters always had it harder, but if you're using a computer, hence like a computer-aided drafting scenario, then perhaps drafting is a lot easier at that point for someone who's left-handed. So anyway, if you can feel the tension, especially if you're left-handed, and the idea that maybe you're a frustrated drafter, you could feel it in this next tune. I mean, it swings along like a nice swing, but at the same time, it's got these edges to it that are a little bit the darker corners of, you know, not only being a drafter who's left-handed, but also just a drafter with or without a computer. Anyway, it's called computer-aided drafting. Thank you. Thank you again. It's great to be playing at the new Yoshi's here. It's fantastic, and thank you to Yoshi's for having us. And also, of course, my God, I'm out of shape. Of course, the great Sets Mob so fun to be playing with them. They're such beautiful guys. They're such great people. Classically beautiful. Like real classic features. But also in soul too. But a lot of really beautiful, almost like the old Greek statue, like bone structures. Really fantastic. I mean, really the birth of beauty. You know, those bloodlines. I think they're really pure. Sex mob's whole thing. I don't mean that in any negative way. I just think they're trying to preserve this sort of real classical beauty. And we're not really that way in this band. Our thing is sort of like unconventional forms of handsome, you know. Almost like we utilize, like charm. And just overall wit, smarts. Almost like a British charm, you're right. Yeah. Or a brutish charm. Anyway, either way, I've heard it both ways, really. Anyway, this next piece is called Freelance Robotics. It's off of our record, The Peace Between Our Companies. We also have, the first tune we played was called Rise Mark Anthony. That's off of our latest record. We're using these this time to get a little breather, but Rise Mark Anthony, that record is called Have Metal Back on Top, which is truly, it's part of our Bragg trio, trilogy, Bragg trilogy, where we're claiming really untruthfully that we're pretty huge. And so that one is back on top, like we've been away and now we're back and it's huge. And then the next one is going to be called Happy Apple Nothing But Net. And then third, it's going to be really bragging though. The third one is going to be really like, you know, Kanye West level, full on, you know, Manifest Destiny. Yeah, like Happy Apple Get Some, you know, something like that. Come and get some. No, but what it turns out is that we were, it was fortuitous in a way, the Happy Apple Back on Top, because we were notified within 2 months of its release that we had most certainly secured our spot back on top of the worst-selling jazz records list. That sounds like some sort of canned joke, but that's the truth. Here's the thing, though, you know what? Man, you know, moving units, as they call it in the biz, is, all right, I'm done. That's an hour set, and I caught my breath just there. Anyway, yeah, this is called Freelance Robotics, and this explores the idea of an apocalyptic reality of artificial intelligence that also goes without work. So you have, like, robots, and they're kind of standing around the parking lots, like bombed out parking lots of, like, Best Buy. And they're standing there, and they, perhaps you need some drywalling done, and they're standing there like, hey, I could do a little drywalling. That's the vibe.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. It's so great of you to come out. We love being in San Francisco. We played at the San Francisco Jazz Festival a year and a half ago. It was really fun at the Great American Music Hall. I don't know if that's okay to say another venue, but I mean, that's a cool place. It's not as cool, but it's past tense. Yeah, we're not playing there anytime soon. So we've been, I mean, we have technically been asked back, but it's still a success for us. Yeah, I think we played really great. I think we were all feeling good about ourselves after that show, from what I recall, which is a change of pace. Usually there's a deep amount of self-hatred involved post-show, and then, but tonight, I feel like that probably, I feel like we're playing incredible tonight. That was an easy win, right? No, nothing else. Is this on? We're going to do two more, and then the Great Sex Mob coming out. We're excited to be here tomorrow night with them, too. You should come back, because there's a couple of things we're going to do different. During that tune right there, perhaps we might play an E-flat. Yeah, you avoided E-flat the whole time. But anyway, Sex Mob up next, and we're going to do two tunes. This is a piece called 1996 AD, and we'll finish with a tune called Calgon for Hetfield. Thank you again for listening. It's very sweet of you. Thank you. Thank you.
song?
Michael Lewis, saxophone. Michael Lewis. Eric Trotsky, electric bass. Thank you. I'm David King of Happy Apple. Thank you so much. You'll enjoy saxophone so much, I know. You know. They're amazing. They're up next.